Wild Swans, Three Daughters of China, written by Yong Chang and read by Pik San Lim. 3-inch Golden Lilies. Concubine to a Warlord General, 1909 to 1933. At the age of 15, my grandmother became the concubine of a warlord general, the police chief of a tenuous national government of China. The year was 1924, and China was in chaos. Much of it, including Manchuria, where my grandmother lived, was ruled by warlords. The liaison was arranged by her father, a police official in the provincial town of Yixian in southwest Manchuria, about 100 miles north of the Great Wall and 250 miles northeast of Peking. Like most towns in China, Yixian was built like a fortress. It was circled by walls 30 feet high and 12 feet thick, dating from the Tang Dynasty, AD 618 to 907, surmounted by battlements dotted with 16 forts at regular intervals, and wide enough to ride a horse quite easily along the top. There were four gates into the city, one at each point of the compass, with outer protecting gates, and the fortifications were surrounded by a deep moat. The town's most conspicuous feature was a tall, richly decorated bell tower of dark brown stone, which had originally been built in the 6th century when Buddhism had been introduced to the area. Every night, the bell was rung to signal the time, and the tower also functioned as a fire and flood alarm. Yixian was a prosperous market town. The plains around produced cotton, maize, sorghum, soybeans, sesame, pears, apples, and grapes. In the grassland areas and in the hills to the west, farmers grazed sheep and cattle. My great-grandfather, Yang Rushan, was born in 1894, when the whole of China was ruled by an emperor who resided in Peking. The imperial family were Manchus who had conquered China in 1644 from Manchuria, which was their base. The Yangs were Han ethnic Chinese and had ventured north of the Great Wall in search of opportunity. My great-grandfather was the only son, which made him of supreme importance to his family. Only a son could perpetuate the family name. Without him, the family line would stop, which, to the Chinese, amounted to the greatest possible betrayal of one's ancestors.